Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. New Delhi asks Indian nationals to leave Iran immediately amid rapidly evolving security situation and continued unrest. Death toll in anti-government protest crackdown crosses 2,600. Tehran warns retaliation against American bases in West Asia if Washington intervenes in protest in Iran. India and China discuss progress made in stabilizing and rebuilding bilateral ties. 32 people killed after crane collapses on train in Thailand. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat host India by 7 wickets in second ODI in Rajkot. India has advised all its nationals to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights, amid escalating protest in the West Asian country and rapidly evolving security situation. The advisory applies to students, pilgrims, business persons, tourists, and other Indian citizens present in Iran. Meanwhile, External Affairs Ministry has once again strongly advised Indian nationals to avoid travel to Iran until further notice. In an early advisory, the ministry had urged Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to the West Asian country. More from our correspondent.
The Ministry of External Affairs, in its advisory, had asked Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin, PIOs, residing in Iran, to exercise due caution and avoid visiting areas of protests. MEA said Indian nationals living in Iran on resident visas are advised to register with the Indian embassy if not already done so. The emergency contact helplines of the Indian Embassy in Tehran are +9891 281 0915, +9891 281 0909, +9891 281 0902, and +9899 321 79359. The embassy can also be reached through email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. There are approximately 10,000 Indians in Iran, including many students. Iran is also visited every year by thousands of Shia pilgrims from different parts of India. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Iran, human rights groups are reporting that the death toll in security crackdown on nationwide anti-government protest has crossed 2,600. Several Iranians reportedly crossed the border into Turkey as authorities in Iran cracked down on one of the biggest ever waves of protest against the Islamic Republic's clerical rule. U.S. President Donald Trump has said help is on its way and added that the United States would take very strong action if protesters were put to death. On the other hand, Iran has warned neighboring countries hosting U.S. troops that it will retaliate against American bases if Washington carries out threats to intervene in protest in the country. According to reports, Tehran has asked U.S. allies in the region to prevent Washington from attacking Iran. The reports added that direct contact between Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff had been suspended. Meanwhile, quoting three diplomats, a news agency reported that the United States is withdrawing some personnel from bases in the West Asia. More from our correspondent.
Tensions across West Asia are rising as the United States issues a security advisory at its major airbase in Qatar. Protests continue to spread across Iran, where authorities have imposed an extended internet blackout and rights groups report mounting casualties. Washington has warned it may consider military options if the crackdown persists, prompting Tehran to caution that U.S. bases in neighborhood countries could be targeted. India has now advised its citizens to avoid travel to Iran and urged those already there to return by available flights as regional governments and international partners call for restraint and de-escalation. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. A.J. Shankar today received a phone call from its Iranian counterpart, Saeed Abbas Araghchi. In a social media post, Dr. Jay Shankar said that both the sides discussed the evolving situation in and around Iran. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal welcomed the crew of the Indian naval sailing vessel Kaundinya at Port Sultan Qaboos in Muscat, calling the arrival more than just the completion of a voyage, but a celebration of deep-rooted civilizational ties. The Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways said the arrival of the traditionally built stitched sail vessel in the Omani capital symbolizes the enduring friendship between India and Oman, anchored in history, strengthened by trade and mutual respect. The vessel reached Muscat after completing its maiden voyage from Porbandar, marking a significant moment in the shared maritime heritage of the two countries. The journey underlines maritime, cultural and civilizational links that span over 5,000 years and comes as India and Oman mark 70 years of diplomatic relations. A report.
Named after the legendary Indian mariner Kondinya, the vessel showcases India's indigenous maritime knowledge, craftsmanship and sustainable shipbuilding practices. The project was envisioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and executed by the Indian Navy with support from naval architects, archaeologists, traditional shipbuilding designers and master shipwrights. Mr. Sonowal described the vessel as a shining example of Prime Minister Modi's visionary leadership, noting it was his resolve to revive India's ancient shipbuilding genius and present it proudly before the world. He outlined India's $8.4 billion maritime development package aimed at strengthening the shipbuilding ecosystem through creation of shipbuilding clusters, dedicated research and development support, and establishment of a maritime development fund. The minister also proposed establishing a green shipping corridor between India and Oman as a key area of future collaboration while welcoming the signing of a memorandum of understanding on maritime heritage and museums to deepen cooperation and enrich the country's shared maritime history. Swati Rakheja for World News.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met Vice Minister of the International Department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, Shun Heian, in New Delhi. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that they both discussed the progress made in stabilizing and rebuilding bilateral ties with priority on business and people-centric engagements and ways to take bilateral engagement forward in the new year. In Thailand, 32 people dead and 65 others injured when a construction crane fell on top of a moving train carriage this morning. The train travelling from Bangkok to northeastern region. According to Thai police officials, the incident occurred in the Sikkhio district of Nakhon, Ratchasima province, located nearly 230 kilometres northeast of the Thai capital. The train was en route to Yuban, Ratchasima province when the accident took place. Blizzards, strong winds and extreme cold disrupted rail services across northern Japan today as rough winter weather intensified around Hokkaido and areas along the Sea of Japan coast. In men's cricket, Daryl Mitchell unbeaten 131 run knock helped New Zealand chase down the target of 285 runs in 47.3 overs and secure a big win by 7 wickets over India in the second ODI in Rajkot today. Earlier put into bat first, India posted 284 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 50 overs for the host, and KL Rahul scored highest 112 runs unbeaten. In the Indian Open Badminton, former world number 1 Kidambi Srikanth advanced to the pre-quarter final after securing a hard-fought victory over compatriot Tarun Menipalli 15-21, 21-6, 21-19 in the round of 32 of men's singles. And now we close. Let's hear the bulletin. New Delhi asks Indian nationals to leave Iran immediately amid rapidly evolving security situation and continued unrest. Death toll in anti-government protest crackdown crosses 2,600. Tehran warns retaliation against American bases in West Asia if Washington intervenes in protest in Iran. India and China discuss progress made in stabilizing and rebuilding bilateral ties. 32 people killed after crane collapses on train in Thailand. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat host India by 7 wickets in second ODI in Rajkot. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.